Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
You gotta be very careful.
Podcast. Yeah, I don't want to break it.
Is there real? No, not that.
Oh.
Is there coffee in?
No, there's not. And you know why?
No, we're supposed to have them guess.
Oh.
Way to just give it away.
Oh, sorry. Well, there's not coffee in mine. Mine I actually either. Have my emergency coffee off camera, but I was like, if I put coffee in this cup, then I have to wash it. Who wants to do dishes?
I'm just kidding. There's definitely coffee in mine.
Yeah, there is coffee in yours.
So this is actually episode 52.
1 year, people. Yeah. 1 year you've been listening to this diatribe.
Or you just pretend like you are.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We know Greg listens. We know Greg listens.
The only reason Greg listens is he's constantly wanting to win something.
So I went back through every single episode this morning.
Of course you did.
Well, first I asked my AI assistant, ChatGPT, and they cannot.
Yeah. They couldn't help.
I mean, they could analyze like the titles, but they couldn't like
go into the listen. Content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think well, I got.
What are they good for?
Pay
then?
For that or something?
Nothing.
But anyway, we have a friend. His name's Greg. He thinks he never wins.
He does.
I have the receipts.
Let's go.
And so
how many times?
So Greg has won. He's the ultimate wannabe winner.
Well, sure.
He thinks he is owed a win every single week. But mm-hmm. He has won on episode 20 and he has won on episode 45.
And he just won on an episode a couple weeks ago, and then I said, no, he didn't win, but then I felt guilty about that, so I gave him a prize anyway.
So he still won.
Yeah, three times.
And then he has claimed that Adam Harvell
yes.
and Lacey Wheat
uh-huh.
win all the time.
Yes, he does.
And Adam has won.
It is so you. Like, this is a Nick Clayson, like, I'm going to prove to you.
Adam has won twice, episode 6 and episode 37.
Okay.
And Lacey has won twice, episode 7
okay.
and episode 33.
All right. Emily.
Emily Bullard has also won two times. And she won very close together, episode 27 and episode 31.
Which might make it appear as though they're winning every time.
But then you know who is actually the number one winner?
Queen it's Candace!
Candace Brooks has won three times, and episode 8, 16, and 34.
And what's up, Greg? You never complain about her.
That's my thing. Is like it's easier to throw shots at Lacey and Adam. I don't mm-hmm. know if they're like
also,
easier targets for you or something.
You've won three times. You literally are
no,
tied.
No, two.
No, he's got a loaf of bread sitting over in the studio yeah. right now. He's won three times. Bread was what he asked for as his prize. And
there you go.
Yeah, whatever. Dead to me.
So I also
you're dead to me.
I
you're never winning again. I'm rigging it. Moving forward.
So in shoutouts, I did want to shout out a couple of my top moments from shoutouts. So
okay,
one the very first shoutout we ever did was Kristen Wheeler and the Ankle Gate.
Ankle Gate.
So
we were just talking about that
year in review, which you know. I got to say something very, very funny. Kristen came in last night.
I changed my mind.
You want coffee?
I want coffee.
You can drink out of your Yeti. Like, you don't have
no,
to pour it into a dirty, dusty cup.
Not, oh, I didn't think about the cup being dirty before I started even.
Anyway, she said, so, a couple episodes ago, we talked about how the Thunder won the NBA championship.
Right.
And between that episode and today, this is like a one-off, by the way. We
yeah.
had some scheduling things.
Yeah,
so,
we had to reshoot.
Yeah. So anyway, so I got my championship hat.
Yeah. Thus the wardrobe change for both of us.
But she was like,
championship hat.
She was like, no, look,
it is. I see it.
She
How
was
much
like,
did that cost you?
My dad bought it.
Oh, what a good dad.
The shirt cost me $60 though, and I paid for that out of my own pocket.
That's awesome.
Anyway,
that's bonus money.
Yeah. Anyway, she was like, me and Steven were going to call you right before game 7.
She told me this
and
yesterday.
Say, hey, we've been having some marital troubles and we're thinking about getting divorced and we need your counseling. And I said, I would have known that was a lie because you would not have called me. You would have yeah. called Craig.
True.
But it was very funny.
Yeah.
That would have been
and
a very
also,
funny bit.
He would have said, RIP to your marriage. I'm not coming. He definitely
I probably
would
wouldn't have answered.
I love it.
But anyway,
right,
what's
moments.
The ankle gate?
So, yeah.
Because we were talking about, because in the game, there's a pretty major injury. And she's, we were talking about her. And she said that she has to watch for Achilles.
I didn't know
because
that.
Because the injury in the game
was the guy tore his Achilles, right? And you saw it like ripple through his sock, which sounds so gross. I know, I wouldn't watch
it. I'm going to send it to you.
No! It's posted right here.
I see it like every other reel.
So Kristen stepped in a hole doing a game she shouldn't have been doing. Yeah, I'm calling you out, lady. Because she'd already hurt her knee.
She already tore her ACL.
So we're like, stay out of the games. Like, you don't have to play, but she goes too hard. And she stepped in a hole because Lake Levine really prizes their grass, but doesn't really give a crap about the topography. And she fell and broke her foot in three places.
Yeah.
Had to come back. Well, first of all, I'm not going home. I'm like, you're going home. You need to go home. And eventually she was like, oh, no, you're right. I do need to go home.
I should go home.
So
yeah.
Broke her foot in three places. Had to have surgery and pins and all kinds of stuff. Was off it for 2 months? I don't remember.
Maybe longer. A long time. Yeah.
Like, it was a big injury. It was the biggest volunteer injury, maybe the biggest injury ever that I've ever had on a student trip.
Yeah. Mine for sure.
Yeah. It was huge. But she's upright and walking, and she came to camp this year.
Yeah, for sure.
So, love it.
And brought the spirit, bro.
She did.
Let's be honest. Silver should have got the spirit stick one day.
Silver should have gotten the spirit stick. And you guys can clip it and send it to your kids if you want to, because you got robbed.
Yeah. Robbed by purple.
Yeah.
Robbed by Adam, who always wins.
Honestly, robbed by Darren. Let's be honest. Because I just pull points out of my butt. I don't think about the actual I just start giving willy-nilly points.
You're always thinking about the little guy.
I do. I think about it. I'm like, we gotta boost him. I don't want Red to be in the very bottom.
Yeah.
You're right.
Another of my favorite shout-out moments comes from episode 27. You remember what happened with that one?
Yeah.
You actually?
I don't remember what happened yesterday.
When you said that, I was like, oh. So that one was, I was getting ready to like give a shout out, and I was like, the winner goes to none other than this person, the one and only, and I start like elongating it, and you're like, just do it. And like, you pushed my finger, which I had already pushed stop. And so you stopped it, and then you cleared it. Jackson.
Oh. Jackson, that was one where Greg won. I was like, Greg's not winning.
Jackson Boyd should have won.
Then
I think we did ultimately give it to him, because then Jennifer Gross swept in at the second hour.
Yeah. And she was the second winner?
Yeah, the second winner. And you're like, if you can prove that it was really Jackson. And so I like went back and screen grabbed it to prove it.
Jackson, if we didn't actually give you something, let us know. We'll make it right.
And don't lie. The Lord's watching.
Yes, he is.
So those are some of my favorite shout-out moments.
Those are fun.
This has been a fun season, a fun year. So we're going to do this.
We should have started this way sooner than just this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And we're good together. You're a good co-host.
You too, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you. These are the different series that we've done. And I want you to just say which one you remember, which one you liked, which one you thought was good. Comment down below your favorite of the like different little...
I will say I was just reading through these real quick and I don't have my glasses on, and one of them looked like it was about wine. And I was like, I know that we didn't do a series on wine. But
new wine skins.
All right, so we did
episode on like the value and strategy of Cross the Creek Week.
Yeah.
We talked about the importance of the summer camp momentum and probably more importantly, how to keep it.
I remember those two because those are recently
we
done.
Just did them.
Yeah.
We talked about our new teaching series, who we are, how we're doing it in the bays, why we're doing it that way.
Yeah.
We did a whole...
By the way, I would love your comments below about that. Straight to bays.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about that I love. I don't know if we would want to pivot to that all the time, but if you guys hate it, we don't know that. So if you guys love it, we also don't know that, because we could do it more often than we're doing it, and we'd love to know what you think.
Yeah, it'd be pretty easy to do it more often.
Yeah, I think so too.
We did a whole 4-part series on what is relational youth ministry, what are the components of that. Yeah. We did a whole series on like wins. So what's a weekly win, a monthly win, a semester win, a yearly win.
Yep.
We talked about the secret stuff of leading a good small group. And that was like,
I remember that.
Your quiet time and your prayer life.
Yeah, the secret stuff about a good connect group is actually what happens in your life, not what happens in their life.
We talked about the welcoming a student from the inside of the building, outside of the building, large group, small group.
I love that.
Narrowing
one.
It down.
I love that series.
We talked about why certain things matter. So it was like, why do trips matter? Why do leader debriefs matter? Why do like things?
That was probably the month that we were trying to get people sign up for their leader debriefs.
Definitely. And camp. We did a whole series on Gen Alpha. Remember that one?
I forgot about that. Yeah, like, I do. And that was actually my idea. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I put all the stuff in there. I was like, you have to lead all that because I don't know any
of
these
answers. Do some stuff on Gen Alpha. Early on, we did a whole series on classroom management.
Yeah.
Like difficult kids and tips and strategies.
Yeah, for sure.
We did welcomed, wanted, known, needed.
Yeah.
We did how to shepherd your students. And then the very first
series was
showing up. So it's like showing up. Predictably, showing up randomly, showing up mentally, and showing up digitally.
Yeah.
So
and we maybe should have added one that said showing up early.
Well, I think that was covered in the 10-minute rule, which is also in here somewhere. I don't remember exactly where, but
that's great.
So any of those that like,
I mean, I think stick out to you, know, not to toot our own horns, but I think these were all great. Like, this is great.
Your favorite one was all of them. That's great. That's like a middle school boy answer.
I mean, I always want to talk about welcome, wanted, known, and needed.
Yeah.
I everything we do hinges on that. And so I don't think we can keep that in front of people enough. So I love that. I love the strategy around trips and major events. So talking about Cross the Creek Weekend, summer camp and what we're doing and why we do summer Wednesdays and all that. Like, I just like talking youth ministry strategy.
Yeah.
So in this, you know, like I'm always the kind of fly at a 50,000 foot view guy. I like talking about that part. I like talking about connect groups and welcome and greeting and all those things, 'cause I think they all matter. But I love to dream about the big parts of student ministry. So those are probably my favorites.
Yeah.
What about you?
I like.
Are you clipping any of these in this thing? Are they going to see shoutbacks to any of these episodes?
I mean, that'd be kind of boring because it's just like, here's old footage of us sitting in the same chair.
Wearing the same shirt until the last month.
Until the last couple, yeah. I liked, I did like the Gen Alpha one, not to toot my own horn.
Yeah.
You should. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah.
And I was going through these, I was thinking, man, like, some of these things like classroom management, like we should maybe repeat
that.
Some of the, because like what your group is different now.
Yeah.
You have a different collection of
students.
You know
students. What? Also maybe linking some of these specifically to our new leader page on our website.
Yeah.
Would also be really good as you're coming in as a new leader, like classroom management's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We have a, by the way, we have a website.
Yeah.
It's called crosscreekstudents.com/new. And so if you're like a new
volunteer
recruit to the team, it's five steps to, you know, fully onboarding, like all the last minute stuff, like join the group, me, whatever.
Yeah. Here's how you check in.
So for the record, you should check that website out if you are a regular leader.
Yeah.
Make sure you've done all those things.
Yeah. It's also got the top 30, like, things you can do in your bay to increase engagement. Community.
Well, that's on the leader page all the time.
Oh, is
it? Yeah, it's been there forever. You probably don't know about it, but it's there.
I don't.
No, I mean them.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I was like, I don't know.
Also you. You're like, website? Nick, that's yours.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so I had one last like favorite story time moment from all the episodes.
Yeah, so we're jumping straight to story time now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I love story time.
And it was, you remember when we broke the mugs?
I do remember that.
That's episode 27. Because, and I know that because that's when Emily won. And we were giving away
Christmas
leftover
mugs,
Christmas stuff.
And we broke the last one.
Yeah, and we're like, here, this will be for you. I don't think we ever gave her the broken one.
I don't think we did.
Yeah.
Surely Kaylee got her a good one.
Yeah.
Emily, if you got gypped on your Christmas mug, let us know.
That was funny, too. All the way back on like episode one or two, Kaylee's like, oh, listening to this at a quicker speed is game changing. And I just saw that, and I was low-key offended this morning. I was like, what are you saying? Like, listening to us at regular speed is boring?
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
And I am happy to say that review season is upon us, Kaylee.
It's too late. I already turned her review in.
Oh, all right.
And well, we already, she already signed her offer letter.
I mean,
if you had brought that
review
up,
on her new,
that could have changed everything.
Employment.
That could have changed
opportunity.
Everything.
So yeah, we've announced that she's full time, right?
We kind of have leaked it out.
Oldish news.
Bit. Yeah. Kaylee's full time.
There you go.
Luke's dead to us over in the adults team now.
So. No, we can't kill him because we need him like when our kids graduate. Hey, be nice to them.
Yeah.
Sure. Ben's here. We got resident, potentially starting, plural.
Oh, yeah, potentially. I think it's going to be plural. We have a couple of residents starting August 1st.
Yeah.
August 3rd, technically.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
First week of August. So yeah.
Corey and
Cody, I think.
Cody and what was that girl's name?
Don't
oh my gosh,
me.
I hope she's not listening.
No, she won't. Catherine.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is that right?
Cody and Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, listen.
Listen, we just interviewed her yesterday.
Yeah, and on the day of our Lord, June 26th, we said we would like to extend an offer to Catherine, but Catherine may not have accepted said offer.
Right, that's why we're talking in ambiguity right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure she's going, why would she tell us no?
Cody's locked in.
Yeah, Cody's
or
in
Corey
for sure.
Or
it's Cody. I just said it wrong. Or just like Greg and Craig, like yeah, or, Brad and Brat. Like,
yeah,
that was one of my favorite
Brad
moments.
Craig
when I called Brad Brat.
Oh,
because
I blocked that.
Bert.
I blocked that from my memory. So, hey, anyway, comment down below if you have like favorite memory
yeah,
episode
your
topic.
Favorite episode, yeah, your favorite Nick fail.
The ongoing meme of Greg Pert complaining, like,
yeah.
Or if you're tired of that.
Yeah, we'll cut it. We'll cut that bit.
I think that guy gets mentioned now in every episode.
He does. It's terrible. Also, I did have one of our leaders say, I think you guys are a little bit enamored. I think you have a bromance with Ben. I said, what? They're like, you guys are talking about him all the time on the podcast now. I was like, well, that's because you guys don't know him. We're trying to help you get to know him, but I think maybe we went too hard.
I do love Ben.
So,
maybe
Ben
it's
too.
Me.
He's great. No, it's both of us.
He played into my thunder obsession, and so, and he likes my kids, so, like.
Yeah, I like your kids.
I know, but
you
I'm saying,
you never say
like,
that about me.
Yeah, well, okay, listen. Here's, when they were coming in early for Cross Creek Week, he would, like, steal their hats and then
yeah,
play, like,
and
keep
play
away with
them.
With
yeah, well, yeah. I can't run fast enough to keep away from your kids.
Well, you'd let them, you're like, hey, you guys win. Congrats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, here's some candy. Yeah, your mom loves that.
They're going over to the Underhills tomorrow night, and
oh,
Glenn's like, are we allowed to serve them pizza and soda? I was like...
Organic pizza with cauliflier crust.
No, we don't, but they'll love you for it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, all right. So,
yeah, they need some grandparents down here spooling them rotten.
That's true. Their grandparents
for
moved
sure.
to Minnesota. So,
are we going to crash land this
Yeah, thing? Let's get out of here.
All right, love
bye,
you
everyone. Happy 1 year. See you next week.